This week we're going global with FEBC to ensure Christian radio continues to reach the unreached.
God is using radio powerfully today. Hi, I'm Kevin Keegan, Director of FEBC Australia, and I'm privileged to be joined by Pastor and CEO of Olive Tree Media, Carl Faes. Carl, it's great to speak with you.
Good to be with you, Kevin.
Carl, your passion for inspiring people to come to know Jesus has been incredibly impactful for many years now through your use of media. And of course, the parallel is with FEBC's ministry in the use of media. So why do you believe media is so powerful?
Look, media is powerful in every nation around the world, and it continues to be, and the growth of the internet even makes this more influential. But in Australia, what we forget is that there's places around the world where borders and controls stop people hearing messages like the Christian message. And the power of radio is it goes over borders, it goes into places where people are trying to control what people hear and what they listen to. So the power of radio for the gospel globally is remarkable.
Absolutely, and that's what we've found through our radio ministry in FEBC in the over 100 languages we broadcast, many isolated remote people groups. And so Far East Broadcasting Company that your parents have known and been supportive of for many years have been blessed by that. And can you share with us what it is about FEBC that your parents and your late dad had such a draw to for the impact?
Well, my dad grew up as a young child and a teenager through Nazi Germany in the Second World War. And it gave him a heart for people under pressure. It gave him a heart for the persecuted church. You know, my dad had a heart for the church and a heart for the gospel. He didn't have a lot of money, but he had a heart to support and to pray and to do all he could. And FEBC and other organisations fitted right in there, a heart for people under pressure, which is how he grew up as a young man.
And I guess that's why FEBC is being so powerful, because for a small amount of money, it can have such a wide impact. In fact, Carl, this Going Global campaign is about appealing to listeners that are hearing us to support overseas mission, to share their love for God with an unreached world. So would you agree it's sometimes easy to forget the unreached, the life-changing impact a radio can have?
Yeah, what's obvious to us, Kevin, is what we see in front of us every day, you know, whether it's news, whether it's our friends, whether it's in social media. Sadly, what doesn't cross our paths daily is the persecuted church. And what doesn't cross our paths daily are people in the 1040 window that are hearing the gospel across through radio, through the work of FEBC, and are being influenced daily. You know, to get a part of the Going Global campaign, to give a radio, to give people access to the gospel in those places, it's not obvious. But it's clear, it's making a difference for the gospel, it's making a global difference. I'd encourage anyone to get on board.
Carl, it's been a privilege and a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
For just $30, give the gift of God's word through radio. Visit febc.org.au.